Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and it's time to have the watchdog protect us. He is president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness joins us right now for Scams and Spams. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Wendy. It's always good to talk to you. It's a beautiful day for the tip-off to the rip-off.
Drink. All right. See, he does it right away. All right. So I'm not of the age yet, soon enough, but open enrollment is going on for Medicare. I imagine it's a very confusing time, and people are using this to rip people off, aren't they?
They are, Wendy. Yes. The open enrollment period is from October 15th to yesterday through December 7th. So the scam artists always take advantage of the situation. But what we're seeing this year is more AI, artificial intelligence being used by the scammers to try to convince you that they're from Medicare. So somebody calling you out of the blue saying they're sounding very convincing, they can help you or they got a better plan for you, but they need your information, your Medicare ID number to, you know, reauthorize your enrollment, or because of their government shutdown, we need to re-put you back in the computer. Mm. They're still using so many different types of excuses, but they're making the seal look good because AI can create the seal and create a fake-looking, you know, email, making it look like it's official. It happens every year on this time, around this time, but especially now because of AI, we're seeing an increase, Wendy.
Yeah, and so it is October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and because of AI, we're going to just keep getting more and more. We're doomed, aren't we, Steve?
We are doomed, Wendy, unfortunately. You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you'll become a victim of some type of cyber attack or identity theft or something like that. So consumers need to be really heightened, aware, and do your due diligence to, you know, thwart these attacks that's happening on a daily basis. You know, some things you can't handle, like, you know, data breaches and hackers getting in and online scams. You know, you can work on. You can, you know, not click on links. You can avoid the things that, you know, can make you a victim of a cybersecurity threat. So it's just being more proactive instead of reactive. But there's a couple of things we want you to make certain. Don't respond to unsolicited emails or text messages. Just throw those away. There's never anything good on those.
Wait, let me ask you something, because I have gotten so many texts lately. Like, are we still on for lunch? Hey, are we still going to dinner? And I just delete them and report them as junk. But how are they trying to get me? Because how is that going to work for them?
Well, it starts as a random text, like you said. We suggest you report them as junk to your call provider. But basically, it's they try to get you to start talking to them, and then they pull on your heartstrings. Then they pitch an investment type scam or other type of scam, depending on what they have, the tricks that they have up their sleeve. They're just trying to see who's going to respond to a text from a stranger. So it's basically like in the old days, mailing everything out and seeing what's, you know, throwing everything at the wall rather than sees what sticks. The same thing. So they're trying to get your attention, and you're going to say, oh, that's not me, or, you know, I don't know who you are, and it sounds official, or that you know this person. And they start to befriend you, Wendy, and they try to sell you something. They try to, mostly it's investment scams we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau.
That's crazy. I get so many of those. I've become very popular with ghost people. but so don't answer it, because I guess what they're trying to do is make you think it's a friend of yours that maybe isn't in your contacts or something. Is that what they're doing?
Exactly. They make it look like they're a friend, that you know them, or somebody told you to contact them. You know, Sue asked me to catch up with you. I'm in town.
Oh, yeah.
So they think they, you know, you strike up a friendship, and it's basically it's grooming them. So it can take months. They'll groom you. Then all of a sudden, hey, Wendy, I've got this great investment, you know, that my friend has made, you know, millions of dollars on. I want to share it with you. And then they just befriend you on that as well. So any of those random texts like that coming out of nowhere, don't even respond to them. Don't even say this is not me or you got the wrong person. Just report it as junk. Only deal with people in your contacts. And the key, Wendy, is anybody calling you out of blue, asking for information or something to do in 30 minutes or less, that's usually the tip-off to the rip-off, as I like to say.
Ding, ding, ding. And what are you only supposed to get in 30 minutes or less?
A pizza, and that's it. Everything else, do your due diligence and check with the Better Business Bureau and let us know about the scam too. I think a lot of people turn scams. Nobody's going to fall for it. Wendy, as you know as well as I do, somebody will. So let us know about this at our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau.
BBB.org. And real quickly, people are stealing your new debit cards that come in the mail. How do you prevent that?
Well, basically what happens, they're calling you up, they're saying they're from the bank and that you got to recall them to get a new debit card. Something's wrong, but you got to call the main number. And then what happens, they get it sent to your house by UPS. They wait outside, they take it, they steal it, and they drain your account. So we're seeing an increase, not only us, but other agencies like the FBI and FTC are seeing an increase in debit card scams. So be very careful. Somebody calls you out of blue saying they're at a bank, call your bank, go to them directly. Don't listen to them on the phone.
Thanks for watching over us. Steve Byrne is president and CEO of the BBB. You can go to BBB.org. Thank you so much, Steve.
Have a great day, Wendy.